Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel beat round and round. That pulse go, that sound it makes you hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take you to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, BNP, king, king, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be killed. LOC. Three turners. Yeah, yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL, PNT, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't afraid of pics, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me dance.
Call in, get your shout out on. Where you from?
I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, beat up, beanie weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Oh, I need a sexy girl, a lady in the street with a freaky sheet. Let's get it.
Every time I hit the studio, no one's going to be cool. It seems like most people rappers the front. Why they can try to pose as your home, huh? Why is the world struggling to bother? Why is the world struggling to bother? My homies say he's struggling to buy cypher. He the light man to this drug cypher. Get the rock pepper to back. What the fuck up? Turn the band, we walk back. Now we doing the murder rap. Got these thoughts on my mind. I keep quarreling off my grind. Leave my thoughts on my mind.
I'm going home. kids from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. When they see him, we have to be him. I can't help it. I was more than 20. When I was one way, I should disappear to me. But I got my chain on me. Y'all have money, but I'm still the same. And every day, I can tear between the face. One of my snakes. It's like heaven wake up, it's not what it seems. Still with the boy, dreaming of a dream. Still got visions of me flying in my Lambo. I see the sky, and I'm telling you where I land.
He's on an airplane. He got to take a fantasy. My Lord, it takes a corner, I'm going home. My Lord, it takes a corner, I'm going home.
On where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's coming together, doing what they do. Real talk, this is your host, J-Dawg. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318. We'll be featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, for all y'all that definitely don't want to miss nothing, man, we also can catch us on 570-533-0071. So that way you won't get bumped off. You'll definitely ride with us and ride with us as we continue to bring this good music to you. Like I said before, man, yo, a lot of good things getting ready to pop off. Yo, today campaign is definitely in the building. It's definitely doing what they do. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is see if I got my partner in crime on the dime and see if she out there with me riding shotgun. Yo, V-Dub, if you can hear my voice, are you out there? Are you riding with me?
I'm riding, J-Dawg. What's up?
What's up with you? What's up with you, man? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
All right. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. So what's been up with you?
I'm starting my Food for Orphans eBay auctions today.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yep. I got my first thing is this International Concepts cocktail dress. Retail $99.
Okay.
I'm starting it for a penny. New with tag.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna give 20. Yeah. $100 dress for a penny. Hey. Why not? 20% of the funds raised through these auctions go directly to Food for Orphans, and the rest go to my firm, V-Source, which will give 10% of that back again at the end of the year. So 30% to Food for Orphans. So y'all follow me on Twitter, VWATL, so you can take a look at the listings. Beautiful gifts for your girl, you know. Because, you know, I do a lot of celebrity shopping and so forth. So some of the things I pick up, and if they don't fit, we just hold on to them, and then we'll do the auctions. So most of this stuff is new with Taz, Gucci, Chanel. got a lot of stuff that I'm about to get ready to auction off. Everything's starting at a penny.
Okay, all right. Hey, y'all better get in where y'all fit in. Y'all better get at my girl V-Dub real talk.
Yeah, swimsuits, vests, dresses, heels, purses, luggage, gloves, scarves, perfume. You, I sell it all.
Okay,
I'll auction Miss Rare Breed if she want me to.
Ooh-wee. Okay, real talk. You already know what it is, real talk, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Get it in.
We can get some dough if we auction off Miss Rare Breed. 20% back to Food for Orphans.
Okay, there you go. There you go, man. Y'all better get on in. Y'all better do what y'all do. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The time is 9:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are definitely on the grind on WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is get in where you fit in, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. We're going to drop some more this beautiful music on them. We're going to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. Yo, shout out goes out to my man, DJ Zoo Man, Glance Radio in the building, CBS, AOL, the whole crew. You already know how I do. All where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. So, yo, just sit in, do what you do, real talk. I'm going to take one more caller. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening. Then we're going to jump back into this rotation, man. You know how we do it, V-Dub. You know how we do it. We're going to see what's up.
Let's see
what's up. Let's see what's up. Let's see who we got out there checking in. Real talk, your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building. WTETA Radio is coming to you, man. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
What's good, J-Dub?
What's up? What's up? Tell me who we got checking in, man.
Thank you. That's DJ Cool. And Cordy, man.
DJ Cool and Cordy, man. Real talk. It is what it is. What's good with you, man? What's popping off up there in Philly right now, man?
Ain't that, man. Just recently got done blowing something. And just sitting back chilling, man.
Okay, he said, you know, every time DJ Cool calls it, you know, Vito, they got to connect on some weed out there, man. Real talk. I don't know if they're a municipal patient or something. I don't know, man. They just keep on deck all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. What it is. I mean, y'all ain't one of the recipients, is, you know what I'm saying? Got your little card and everything. You're going there and just, you know, I'm just messing with you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Real talk. It is what it is. Look at that, man. That's an idea, man. You see what happened? I'm just saying, man, y'all know how I feel about weed, man. For all y'all don't know how I feel about weed, let me just break it down because I got a lot of listeners on here. They really don't catch the gist of what I mean. You know, so we don't promote the use of drugs, but this is what we feel about marijuana.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And because he did. I don't think it's all that bad. So do what you got to do. Real talk, yo, DJ Cool, my man, yo, the Hitman, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Philadelphia's finest, definitely in the building, man. Hey, real talk, you already know how we're going to do it. We're going to turn this thing up to a whole nother level, man. Yo, what you want to let the fans know, man? You want to give them some shout-outs, let them know what's up, what's good, man?
Basically, everybody, keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding. This whole thing is a movement. I mean, the whole station, we all a movement right now. We all a big family, a big movement. Cordette, man, you know, Beats, he got him in. I mean, y'all, I mean, at the Hitman 215, his Twitter is, me is at Business Boy Sims. So, yeah, like, we're willing to work with everybody. I mean, you know, I see everybody out there, the Will CYN, Legion, you know. We'll see folks.
Okay.
Everybody, shout out to my man Phoenix Supreme.
Okay.
Mr. Sheen, my man Mr. Sheen, he just got out recently. So we about to get back work again. So yeah, it's about to go all ways right now.
Real talk. You already know what it is. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, this is the urban experience like never before. We are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. All I want you to do is just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. Remember, this is WTBTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game.
Thank you. Yeah, I was on the hoop ground. Had days of in my life. A lot of niggas never knew about it. Cause God set the flag to life. I know I ain't been acting like them. I only put this hunger. So forgive me for my ass. I be slowly stopping on them elevating past they flight. So let them hate me. Let them hate them. Kiss my ass tonight.
I'm Let's keep on until the distance is over. I got you ever. I'm living with you, thinking it's hard. I'm feeling all alone. Sometimes I feel sad, I've got the fall. I'm always on the road.
Unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-3000. 6869 or follow me on Twitter at DubACL. For them to tune in and share dogs, Dub and Beanie Weenie are where they do their radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Yo, real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The time is 10:19 Eastern Standard Time. Get in where you fit in. Like I say, man, yeah, I'm going ham in the booth. Real talk, it is what it is. But you know what? In the meantime, in between time, it's all about the urban experience. So you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to request line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about the fans. Fans, do not forget to vote for your favorite artist. Hit us up at 678-534-8447. Leave it on the voicemail. The CPU will do the rest. Real talk, because, yo, this is the reason why they doing it. It's for the love of the fans, love for the craft. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. We're going to go to the lines right now to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, on where they do that at radio. Yo, call if the last 4 digits of your number is 6144. You're definitely on the flow. We have a little bit over about 21,000 live listeners is on the line right now, 22 million in the queue on Last FM. Who we got checking in, man?
How you doing? This is Mrs. Green with Liberated Solutions.
All right. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, we cannot complain. Yo, this is an excellent day, great day. I'm telling you, man, you really gave us the business last night with that commentary last night. So I want to tell you, I'm on the air. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that.
Definitely. Well, you know what the talk is in town tonight is we're trying to figure out what they're doing in the White House. What are they doing? Can somebody please tell us what they're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? You came to the right place because I'm going to definitely break it down to you and let you know what are they doing. That's a good question. What are they doing out there in the White House? You know what I'm saying? Everything right now, you know, August the 1st is tomorrow. August the 2nd is when they're supposed to have the deadline for this new debt plan in order to raise the ceiling. There's a lot of speculation about just really how this is going to affect all of us out here. So real talk. Yo, I'm going to be cleaning it up. I'm going to be cleaning it up for the listeners and definitely let everybody know what's up and what's happening. But definitely got a lot of new callers on the air, a lot of new folks on the line that are definitely concerned about their coach and their community. So definitely let them know what they need to do to definitely get involved and definitely get this whole movement really in the right perspective.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, you know, just keeping it real, please. Like I said, we have to watch real closely now, okay? Because, see, whatever's going to happen in society right now is going to affect everybody. I mean, if you've never been a politician, you know, you don't have to be to figure out what's going on out there, okay?
That's right. People are
hurting each other. People are dying. People are doing everything they can to survive. But in the meantime, we just have to keep our minds stable. Keep focused, people. You have to keep focused because if you don't, you're going to make mistakes that's going to cost you dearly. So just like I say, just keep focused, you know, and do what you do. Do what you do best. Is it music that you do best? Is it art? Is it drama? You know, as far as good drama, please. Anything that, as long as it's positive, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just stay in a positive state of mind. That's the most important thing right now.
That's right, because we all definitely need to stay in a positive frame of mind. We definitely need to stay focused on the things that are around us. Definitely take heed to what's being, you know, spoken of in media with the politicians, the White House, the government, the whole nine yards. And definitely, you know, before the night is done, I'm going to definitely be shedding some light on those issues, really letting everybody know really what they can do in their local community to definitely get involved and all that good stuff, because we do definitely have a voice. We have a platform in place where we can definitely voice our opinions, voice what we want to have exactly change in our community. So therefore, we can, you know, definitely take our place, you know, among this whole thing, because it's survival at this point. Right now, in order for you to survive, you got to know what's going on. You got to know how it's going to affect you. You got to know certain things that you definitely need to do. So definitely, 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 before the night is done, we're going to definitely shed a light on that issue. You know, I want to appreciate all of the supporters of Where They Do That Radio, WTDTA Radio, for definitely, you know, riding with us and doing what we do. Again, when I say urban experience, when I say that, it's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. That means that everything that you're listening to, everything that is affecting you internally and externally, if this is speaking to you, then we are talking to you. And we definitely want you to definitely get involved. And definitely don't, we got the number out here, so you can definitely talk to the world. We got a lot of listeners worldwide that definitely want to hear from you. So definitely hit us up. Let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do what we do. But definitely, Ms. Green, I'm going to definitely bring you back on the line in just a second. Don't forget, callers, yo, if you don't want to get bumped off from the GoDot Extended segment, please dial 570-533-0071. Please mute your phone. We'll definitely keep it going on, but we got a lot of stuff we're going to be chopping up before the night is done, so you definitely want to get in where you fit in. This is the Urban Experience like never before, but we are definitely, definitely, definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side, and I'm saying that in a good way, you know what I'm saying? Not in a scary way, but in a good way, because you definitely want to be informed. You definitely want to know what's up. You want to know what's happening. You want to definitely know what you need to do to definitely partake in this urban experience and this entire movement. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. Tell a friend to get it in. Hit us up, 347-934-0318. You already know what it is. This is your boy, J-Dawg, so just ride with me.
Hey, it's your girl, B-Dub, reporting live from Where They Do That At.
Real dudes, making real moves. Then I'm doing what the real dudes bring. I used to try and tell the stress, leave me alone. But I'm good, cause it only made me strong. Feel what I'm saying, shit, I love going through a struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my niggas. Black president, like what that supposed to mean. And niggas still getting jacked for all out the weeds. Niggas still getting their doors kicked, no shit. Jobs still hard to find exactly where they go. And you get it, hang in the joint truck to make you bad silly. I do it for the struggle for South to Kansas City. This how I'm rocking, but the top is not an option. I'm lying, it's better do something. Get rich and die trying. Y'all still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. There's a lot of niggas losing their pride. They'll swallow up. There's a lot of bandwagons trying to take power. Taking care of our kids like father got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the sideways of phone where I hold the wall, better prepare for when it goes down. What goes around comes around, that's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is the one that made karma famous. Thank you. Feel the best.
Now, baby, when? On the low, bro, I was so broke. They'll tell my last red cent, had to do something. My job support was goofy. I lost my job. Boy, got fired. Went to the street and got high and trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up from the night and I was scared. What you thinking that I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew when I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot and she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me up since the track is true because I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good and I'm getting because I want her. She's looking for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I'll make a groove. Cries with my ambition. She's riding her. She pops back. So she's the 96. She still has been pounding. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit her much until the end of time. Me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears trapped, the feeling's fundamental and never changes, just a different thing. Same.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight. Damn, bro. Hope you keep going.
And you know this, and you know, man.
So hard for all the dudes that don't know how to say it, you must say it's what you call it. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I had lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer, smoking jizzies. You was studying hard, I had a job, you was busy. I was so disrespectful, high, ran around the city. Before when you were seen, you would say it was a city. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was running out of doors for different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting hit, a document slaying con. I built a reputation to R. Kelly that applied. Then when I approached you, he was smiling, you won't stop. We was neither on the phone, and you was chilling at the spot. Niggas and niggas love, brothers and angels love. My business didn't change, I'm more strange, I'm more love. I didn't understand it, just screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch isn't in nothing, no feeling, but just buzz. But that was sorry. Shit, I'm sorry, that's my love. The bitches had me gas, I was mad, and I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Don't be in the room, somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, it's like niggas, they ain't shit. Don't think you can move past it and find some happiness. Get a hustle, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. Painted green with me, but on top of that, I'm slow. I'm only looking back if I can have to go to Mari. When I see you, when I'm hoping it's just successful, but playing up for that shit that I did, I'm only stressful.
Sorry's not enough. Look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it well. I started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you. It was always me. Giving me all your love. I cheated on you constantly. My family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend and turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right. I deserve the pain. Calm, chaos, like a hurricane. My life is reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. How you went like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Listen, lesson, you got me stressing, something leading you. Sure, it's your love, I do it the way I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart for bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest, I need to keep with this. I never knew love to take you people, then I'm sorry for all the wrong in the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart, and I mean every word I speak is true. I've been hating because they don't see what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand, and I never miss to cause you so much pain. That's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was like the crazy, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry. I thought my
Thank you. All about the money, 2015 money. Ran up on them in the garden, told them running. 2012 coming, so get the running. Call my duffel bag, turkey money, this is fucking. I whip your head, boy, you have a concussion. Get my nigga, get the bang, like concussions. No further discussion, money is lucky. Hand surfing on the waves, then I hit the duggy. And they say he ain't fresh, born fresh and clean. Cocky and conceited, yeah, Mr. C. He's hopping in the game, next generation TNT. Yeah, we blowing up, all in on the macaroni. Boy, your fantasies working like a can of beans. I'm on fire and I'm iced out and deep. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking about the when I say the slappy cheese. Let it be your beauty crown. 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 And your girl all on them like chicken peas. You know who that is, where this has to be. Hit a clear water beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirts, Nikes, with my cat D's. Boy, you can't match these. Back is your last game swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but it's only your one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it exciting. SBM super fresh, get more checks, to leave you more sex. Yeah, tell the DJ baby fast, I hop up on the track, got a strong like crack. Tell the DJ baby fast. Yeah. I see him walking on the corner of the street, bring it up off some somebody for my own sick and shit. I see the same old hotels and no dirty sheets. We about to do it, girl, like we at Fox OT. Not even the book that comes with the guard in the hood. Not her, the guard is the dog who be tipping her. Like a rusher, he be on the floor pinning her. Thinking that it's love, he get the hug. I'm a cop, she just wanna be careful. She wanna get a voice call like a man home. Ready for a new day like a man gone. Like a blue skin on her head tall. She's in the closet, my mother ain't a worry me. Looks like a she took her home with insecurity. And she be searching for me, coming out naked. She looking for love in the fall. What you want to do? What you want to do? You got
project, don't have a venue or an audience to give you the feedback that you desire.
then you should join me, Diva, along with all of my superstar friends and social butterflies on August 20th at Upscale Atlanta for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event. I'm talking champagne, appetizers, complimentary parties, and networking with entertainment industry experts. All while your 15 minutes CD, MP3, or DVD airs live for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event attendees and over where they do the live radio. Hosted by Access Be Life. Hey, you never know who's listening. Call 678-389-3869 for VIP accommodation reservation and for ticket information by August 5th. This event is brought to you by B4PR Marketing, Fame Exchange Charity Concert, Request Be Lifestyle, and Spellbound Media and Entertainment. You know the Fame Exchange DVD camera will be rolling. Holla at your girl.
Yo, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. This is where they do that at Radio World, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, it's a lot of stuff that's definitely popping up, but you definitely want to be in the building August the 20th. Yo, definitely, if you're in the A, you know what you need to do. You need to get at my girl, B-Dub, so she can definitely let you know what's up, what's happening, and how it's going down. Yo, B-Dub, you still riding shotgun with me, man?
Yep, J-Dog, I'm out here.
All right, so she out here holding down. Real talk, it is what it is. VW, have you been having a chance to, you know, I know you're real busy, but have you had a chance to actually check out the news in terms of all the stuff that's popping off in Congress right now?
Yeah, with the debt ceiling bullshit, and, man, forget all that. Forget all that. I can't stand the way Congress likes to... They love the spotlight. You get what I'm saying? Like, every time I watch political news, it feels like TMZ. Like, are you kidding me? You really playing with people's livelihood and day-to-day like this? Like, we on the episode of Pumped. Like, you know, I don't... What I'm more interested in right now is what our mayor of Atlanta is doing. That's somebody that is more direct because... The Congress can kiss my grits.
The time.
Now for the money maker. What up, though?
Has joined the conference. Say that again, B-Dub.
I say Congress can kiss my grits right now. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, just in a
nutshell. But I do appreciate what our mayor here in Atlanta is doing as far as I'm all for the penny tax to make our roads better, make them wider, and give us more room because I hate traffic in Atlanta. It's awful.
Traffic is
terrible. So, and I'm not one of those people that have to get in traffic every day. Thank God for the luxury of being able to operate my business from my home office. But once I do have to go check my mail, send a package, you know, or just run my regular errands, it takes 20 minutes to get to Kroger. And Kroger is two seconds away.
Exactly, you know, so I feel you out there. You know, on a federal level and on a state level, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things. Exactly, you know, local, state, city, all the way up to federal. There's a lot of issues that definitely, you know, have been making the press and have been definitely very detrimental issues. You know, the focal point right now, you know, for all y'all that don't know, just basically in terms of what's happening, Obama and Congress did reach, you know, a debt deal. They're saying, you know, which we already knew that, you know, default would have been a devastating effect on our economy. Obama said in the White House, relating to the news to the American people, the financial markets around the world, he thanked the leaders of both parties, you know, which is, you know, John Bernard telephoned Obama at mid-evening today and said that the agreement had been struck. Officials said no votes were expected in either House of Congress until Monday at the earliest, to give rank and file lawmakers time to review the package, you know, pretty much in a nutshell. They are deciding to do something. I mean, but it really goes to show you, and what I've been saying from the very beginning, is you know, there's a plan in place. There's a lot of stuff in place that we really have to pay attention to. Now, you know, the minute it starts to deal, just like what Vito was saying, when it starts to trickle down to your pocketbook, When it starts to trickle down, when you go to the gas pump, when it starts to trickle down to the point when you look at your utility bills, then you definitely need to be concerned about what a lot of these politicians, politicians that are in office in terms of what they're doing, in terms of speculating and trying to figure out what's up and what's happening. And like I said before, there are a lot of things in place right now. Hopefully this is an eye-opener to a lot of the folks in our community, our culture, to definitely take heed to what you must do. Now, you know, because again, do not wait or think that, okay, just like, you know, you can't put a gun, you can't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It's only going to stop some of the bleeding, but it's not going to fix the problem. You know, you got to have surgery, you got to remove the bullet, the whole nine yards. A process must take place. And basically, I think from a lot of aspects of a lot of us, this media has really been petitioning, really been pushing the the aspect of really what's being done and having a voice in the ears and eyes of the consumers. We feel that really this is something that they really can't afford right now to have, you know, a revolution to the point where people are just going to take matters into their own hands. But don't just think, okay, well, they reached the debt, you know, deal, then okay, all is fine and dandy, let's just move on to something else. I want you to understand that if they're threatening to take these things away, you have to watch and voice your opinion on what must be done. And it's a very simple solution if you really look at it from a standpoint of really how the rules are laid out. But definitely, you know, I'm going to be shedding some more issues, you know, shedding some more light on all this stuff. I definitely want to hear from the definite consumers, the fans, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the artists all across the globe definitely doing what you do because, again, this petition is, you know what I'm saying, is definitely one that we are, you know, are going to continue to push. So we're going to continue to push folks to the point where they are compelled to make a decision. You either got to stand for something or fall for anything. And all I'm saying is right now, they got to stand for something. But definitely, I feel you, B-Dub. I definitely feel you. You know, shouts out to, you know, to our folks here locally, definitely holding it down, doing whatever they can to definitely make this thing better is definitely a way to go, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
the issue, J-Dog, on the city level was people don't or can't afford a penny tax. And that's a penny tax on everything. That's a penny tax on your gas. You know, it's not really just 1 cent. You know, it's like a percentage of or
exactly.
On top of type of scenario. So that could impact your gallons of gas because it's a penny per gallon, I guess. It's, I don't know. I don't really know, you know, the ingredients. But
I got you, but you know what?
You get what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's just not 1 cent. School lunch
right.
go
it's
up
not,
and you pay for school lunch 5 times a week. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it adds up to really like a car note at the end of the year, an additional one.
Additional car note, exactly. An additional
right.
$500 or $600 or $700 that you normally are not
or
spending.
Or maybe
again.
A year. Let's say a year is an additional $700 that you
exactly.
would otherwise have spent going to the club or, I mean,
do
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, exactly.
the club gets more expensive because you got a tax on the gas that you use to go to the club, the food you eat after you come out.
That's right. It affects everything. It affects
the clothes
everything.
You bought to go, hairdo.
There you go. There you go. Everything. It's everything. Everything is subject to the cost of inflation. So
that
real
haircut,
talk,
that pedicure, everything
right.
is going to be higher.
That's right.
It seems like we've already paid for this stuff.
Okay. Good point. Go
right.
on. Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Doesn't
I mean,
it, though? For all the listeners, yeah. Doesn't it seem like we've already paid to where we should be
yeah.
able to move around our cities without being clustered?
Exactly.
I mean, see, but regardless of what people think, Atlanta, we're not in New York. You get what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? We drive cars. We don't hail cabs. You
exactly.
know,
only,
I hate calling yeah. a cab. I hate having to catch a cab.
I hear you. You know, it's a toss-up between a taxi and the bus, or, you know what I'm saying, do what you
now,
do.
I don't
but,
mind the bus
uh-huh.
too much, but, well, really, I prefer the train. I hate the bus.
Okay. I hear you. You know, it's a preference. You know, you can't, but at the end of the day, you
but
can't.
But you can't get to the station by just snapping your hands, so.
That's right. You know, so it's You can't escape it. But the things right now that are detrimental to us, we definitely, you're right, we need to pay attention. And you're right.
Yeah,
you made
we
it, you,
pay attention.
That's right. It's kind of like you said, it's like, didn't we just pay for this stuff? Yes, we did. So it's like, okay, since we just paid for it, then why we have to pay again? Well, this is called, in the world of accounting, for all you that have an accounting degree or taking some courses in accounting, you know, they teach you a course that also talks about voodoo accounting, which means that, you know, you see the money, you know, you see the money until you add everything up. Then when you add it up, it just magically disappears because
voila.
Voila. You know, it's like we have it, but if we apply what we have to spend for it, how we have to use it, we don't have it. You know, so it's a shifting. And the biggest, you actually made 2 points, if whether you realize it or not. It's like, okay, we shift stuff around at the top to make stuff better at the bottom. But when we shift stuff down, you know, from top to bottom or whatever was being done, it affects everything in that whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
People have to figure out at the end of the day, how do I increase my net worth? How do I increase my income potential? Because if everything else is going up and I'm only making the same amount of money, then I'm going to have a shortfall somewhere. A phone is going to get cut off. A note going to be late. You know, I'm going to call my rent person or my mortgage company, let them know, you know, I can't give them all of it. I got to give them some of it. You know, real talk is what it is. You're going to have more months than you have money. And this is a repetitive problem. So real talk.
It is.
We just have to realize what it is we must do. And again, today is the day campaign is all about opening your eyes to options and alternatives to things that we all can do. It's not just set for one group or race or certain class of people. It's for everyone. You know what I'm saying? But if we don't take advantage of these things that are there, then we are going to only be subject to the things that affect us. And again, the cost of inflation is definitely one. The cost of inflation is definitely one. The debt ceiling situation is definitely one because, again, I mean, look, we were this close, and we're not out of the woods yet, of basically having a main source of what affects our community in terms of livelihood threatened because the government can't pay their bills. So you really need to think, you know, hey, just all I'm saying is, man, just pay attention. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Vita, I'm going to take another caller right quick. We definitely want to get some more folks on the line to really definitely, you know, open their mind out to this because it's definitely something that we definitely need to take heed of and speak on. So let me go to the line right quick. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, real talk, yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 6141. You're definitely on WTDTA radio, a little over 22, yo, we got a little over 22,000. Am I getting it right? Yeah, 22,754. And, you know, of course, a little over 22 million that's on Last FM. Who we got checking in on Radio
Good day, dog. It's the one and only Miss Rare Breed.
What's up? What's up with
you? Not much, man. I've been actually working pretty good today. I cut my first show. And, oh, B-Dub, I heard you earlier about that. Thing. Yeah, I'll do it. Just let me know when you want to do it. And also, I need a commercial from you for your event.
Okay.
Either just do a voiceover, and I'll cut the commercial for you, and just send me all the links, the websites, and the phone number, whatever people got to do, the instructions in order to
so J-Dawg could just send you the commercial that we did, and then you could put it to whatever music
just
you want.
And I'll put it because what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually cut, like, a visual commercial where I can put it in my show and I can incorporate it in the things that I'm doing.
Lovely.
Because I just cut my first show today for Miss Red Breed TV. I think I'm going to do two shows. I'm going to do a midnight show where I do, like, the R&B songs, things of that nature. And then I'm going to do an afternoon show where I'm going to resume the unsigned artists and independent artists music videos. So if you got a video out there, just submit your video to me, missredbreed@gmail.com. It's MS, RareBreed@gmail.com. Just submit me your video, and I'll put you on the show, and then I'll let you know what day your show is going to show.
All right. Real talk. Hey, like I told you, it's all about the networking. It's all about the networking. Folks definitely doing what they do. Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, Sopoff, you out there, man. This is what I want you to do, man. You can go ahead and unmute your mic, though, and definitely add a comment to what you just heard earlier, man.
Yo.
Yo, what up, man? What's up?
Cool, man. Just sitting here soaking up this thing, man. This awareness y'all put out there for your ears, man. Let me stay in my brain.
Definitely. Like I say, man, it's definitely a lot out there, man. It's a lot going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Being a young man, not just an artist, but a father who had kids that he has to take care of, things that you're definitely doing in the community. Just your whole take on just, you know, the tug of war that's been going on, you know, speculating, you know, what they're going to do with our Social Security, Medicaid, different things, all the way down to a state level, you know, just a brief synopsis from you of exactly just how this impacts our entire community.
I mean, whether people fail to realize it or not, it impacts everything, you know what I'm saying? And I was just listening to what she was just saying, and it just had me thinking, like, because they actually put this shit on the news for you out there to know, but yet still folks still jackballing their money, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you would think like we done lost that survival mentality we had, you know what I'm saying? Where we can eat out chili and South Sweet and make it a money and strip shit. Okay. You don't take care of yourself because everybody wants to pretend they all got it together.
That's right.
That's why we ain't got shit down because it ain't no togetherness, man. Everybody after they self did, we already divided inside the goddamn movement, you know what I'm saying? But really we all out here, man, you know what I'm saying? Majority of us born here ain't gonna die here. But it ain't no unity, and we the one we see each other today. Like niggas know law to a nigga they seen on TV that ain't got shit for them, and they probably ain't gonna never meet, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta pay to go see, you feel me?
Exactly.
Just hope we'll post somebody right there in their face, man.
It's kind of
I mean, it's just crazy to me, like, our niggas still around here. Get all the money and ain't get even just focused on family. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's real. I mean, because there's a lot of folks that live and survive off their little money, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether it ain't shit to some people, you see what I'm saying? But there's some old folk, they Social Security check make them month to month. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's their old source.
That shit real, man.
It's their sole source of income, and see. This is the reason why today
the caller has joined the conference.
Today campaign has just been, you know, campaign. It's been one that we have definitely been on all week, and we're going to continue to push. It's because today we have to realize that what has happened is a result of a certain mentality and a certain perspective that we all have taken.
I can tell you what's crazy. I mean, it just shows you government. And everything is still on some street shit.
Yep.
So it's basically saying, what you mean, I don't get my money because you owe somebody else? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What they got to do with me because you owe them some money. I ain't seen none of that money you done spent or took. You feel me?
That's right.
I ain't paid off none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And that's
all that money y'all, you trillions of dollars and shit, if that was the case, motherfuckers in the hood and shit, we'll be robbing and taking from each other. We done seen $100,000 of that money. You feel me?
That's right. You know,
the way I just think people how shit go, like, I honestly believe they're going to do away with money, period. Because yeah. It's just going to be all about your credit score.
Right.
And that's how they gonna shut street niggas out, man. I mean, you don't like a nigga might got 50 rec stains. Who if they wake up tomorrow and say, hey, money's just a piece of paper, wipe your ass with it.
Yeah.
It's all about your credit score.
That's right. Well, you know what? You just said something real because really, I'm going to be honest with you, and again, this is why being aware and the perception is so key. If you want to know what's going on really, I always say you never take advice from the government. You look at what they do. You look at what they spend.
Right.
You look at what they're not telling you to know really what the business is. But if you really want to know just how valuable this paper that we got floating around in here, I want you to look around at all the other nations that we've lent this money to. And if they're keeping it.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. It's like the preacher who saved everybody in the church for losing his own family. You hear me?
Exactly.
Because I'm like, how the fuck we got something to get it in when we ain't had it being it first?
That's right, and that's exactly what the nations are saying. The nations are like, look, if you, you know, and this is why I'm so hell bent on making sure that people really get the gist of the message of what's being done. You have to look at the fact that once the debt becomes unserviceable, which means the interest on what we owe, we can no longer pay. Everybody that's holding that, it's like if you lend me money and I get to a point where I get so behind with you, I can't even.
It's almost like these motherfuckers are winning for us to tie us to the country. You know what I'm saying? It's like if we don't come up with this money in 30 days, what you mean we can't eat now? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
In the United States of China, motherfucker, you hear me? Like, damn.
Exactly. It's real.
I mean, the shit crazy. It's real, right? I mean, it don't make sense to me. I mean, you can see that you watch it, because I'm like, hold on. How we owe somebody money and we make money? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we actually, like, literally make the money. Like, they burn money every year, man.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know that. They go out to a field and they burn money every fucking year. If you ever seen the movie Dead President, that's the money they were trying to steal, that money that they were taking to burn.
That's right.
They burn money every year. So I'm like, if we got money to burn, money to lend, how the fuck we could pay our homes?
Because right now, the money that we have is no longer backed by a standard. We don't have a gold standard that the money is backed by. We don't have no natural resources that backs our money. It's only backed by debt. And that's the part that no.
And that's what, right. And then the crazy part about it, like the debt is so huge, like you can't even put that in paper. I mean, it's just a number, man.
Right. That's right. And that's the problem. That's why I see everybody around the world knows this. We're the only ones that's like, and this is why it's such a big deal right now all across the board.
But like American dollars only mean something to us. Like that shit fucking pesos now, man.
Exactly, but everybody's saying, you know, and that's why I posted everything on the website. So
niggas see it stunting. Ain't that some shit? Niggas sit out here stunting.
Yep.
Now then they say, once that boy sold the boy bought $50 million plane and shit.
Exactly. He bought it on bottom.
Like ain't no way you can fly on earth that costs $50 million. So you waste that shit on a plane, man. Like you just sit niggas back 400 years, man.
But, you know, folks.
And then they really think that's what's up and that's the move, man. You get as dumb as you.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We have a lot of frivolous spending. We have a lot of people that don't understand what all this means. It's only, and again, the sad part of it all is this. If you realize where all this stuff is going, you got to understand that there have been provisions put in place. Now again, this is not the end. Now trust me when I say, and you guys mark my words. I want you to put it on your calendar. Do what you do. Mark my words. After August 2nd, after they put this band-aid on this gun wound, I want you to watch. Now I ain't telling you guys to be stockbrokers for the next 24 days. But I'm just saying, I just want you to just for the next 24 to 48 hours, I want you to look at the value of the dollar. I want you to see how low it drops. I want you to see how the price of gold is going to go up. I want you to see the cost of our resources go up as well. And I want you to look at not what we're doing here internally, but what's being done externally. Because those that actually control the true wealth of this nation have already made provisions and plans on what needs to happen. And if you don't think this stuff is going to affect you, mark my words. You're going to find yourself, just like my man Sopal just said, because it's already there. They're going to end up introducing a new currency. They've already got the currency. They have already shipped into the mint. This is the reason why they was making everybody focus on August the 2nd, so you would turn away from what they're going to do. Now, in February, they just introduced the new C-notes. You know, they got the new $100 bills in circulation now. They're going to have those in full play, and then the Amero is going to come in. They're going to slowly seg out the Euro. They're going to bring in the Amero. They're going to say, okay, check this out. All right, when we do the next debt hike, what's going to happen is you're to exchange all of your paper currency for these coins. Now, these coins are only going to be worth with your paper dollars, 2 cents on the dollar. Now, I'm gonna play the clip one more time tonight, so everybody really get the gist of what's popping off. But that is the deal. So if you are not in a position where you can make more money, which means that, you know what, if you work in a regular job, You might.
And if you don't have no skills.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to go back to the bar system. Like, hey, I'm a carpenter, man. I'll fix your window if you fix my car mechanic. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or I'm a gardener. Hey, man, I'll give you some potatoes for a piece of your cow. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to go back to. If you ain't got no skills and don't know how to do shit, man, you're going to be shit out of luck because you're going to be useless.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the
man. You're going to be useless and expendable. You see what I mean? Like, nobody don't even really care about it because there's no way you can't go and get no job. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no skills. You can't help build a house, keep the car running. You know what I'm saying? Why everybody bullshit, man? I'm telling you, don't let them put the lemon cake in your face and tell you what chocolate is.
That's
how it ain't. That's
what
you mean.
You're right. That's definitely right. And you're right. That's the mentality we have to get in. Right now, while we have time, we need to take what we have, harness it, use it, and build it. That's why I implore everyone, especially with the artists that's on Where They Do That Radio, start your own publishing and distributing company. Become the small business owners in the community that will have a say-so, so you can be a part of the solution versus a victim of all this. Because right now, we have been shown through the eyes of everything that's out there really how this whole thing is going to go. And we got to take measures into preventing and producing certain things in order for us to survive. It is survival mode, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress that enough. Yo, Southpaw, man, you already know this. And like I said, man, I'm gonna bring you back on. I got another call. I definitely got to get on this thing and jump into the rotation right quick. But definitely, man, real talk, that's exactly where your mind needs to be. You definitely need to be in a capacity where you understand and know what the business is. And like I said, it's not over with. It's not over, not by a long shot. You just need to just realize and know what the plan is and how you can implement it. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to jump into a short clip. Not a short clip, but actually I'm going to run a track. I'm going to take some more callers. We're going to come back, and we're going to definitely let everybody know what they definitely need to do to definitely get their mind right in all this, because it's a very serious conversation. You know, it's a conversation that a lot of folks don't like to talk about because, you know, we're so wrapped up on the NFL coming back. We're so wrapped up on who's going to go to the NBA playoffs next year. We're so wrapped up on all this other stuff that's meant to entertain us and pacify us and steer us away that we can't really focus on the true problem. And the problem is really just a perception of really what's going on. Yo, for all y'all that's tuning in, yo, the time is 11:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that have changed the game. I got more to give. I got more callers to definitely bring on, so I just want you to just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. This is Where They Do That Radio.
I'm gonna hit the dance floor tonight. I'm looking for a shot I can handle tonight. Wait, be patient, man. I got you next. But the way the girls make it, make me much like sex. I was not my too. She accidentally backed up on me. So I grabbed her, it's a venture over, throw the back it on me. And she got nasty with it. Back to rap, through the wall, like she was trying to crush me with it. Got crazy and her ass got dumber. Yo, dropping like a 6-4. Wide as a Hummer. Yo, as a Lamborghini. I have it in the summer, yo. I'm trying to go to this like a runner, so I wonder, yo. Man's in here, all you single got kids. Let them not what you did again until it's your crib. I told her I'm a freak, and she said that's what it is. And she did this little trick, and my eyes got big. She had a big thing, say, let me see it. You got a big thing, say, let me see it. You got a big thing, say, let me see it. You got a big thing, say, let me see it. No fear, cause I have no issue. Yeah, you did good, but your friend got with you. Yeah, you cute, but your girl, oh my God, fine. Back it up like a hard drive. That makes sense. There's a fine line, but mine, I get over it. Me picking red carpet, walk over it. Creeping like the reaper, money deeper than the cobra hit. Looks like venom, I get in the mic, a cobra hit. 21 guns salute my people's own soldier shit. I'm spitting good, I'm coming with that colder shit. Icebox blows, I'm flipping like we can fold again. Yeah, I'm a camp, I don't think that's the nose again. Britney get some business, she be on that nose again. She wanna make music, wanna see how much flow I fit. We can leave soon, but I wanna watch it roll. You gotta be in the chat, let me see it. You gotta be in the chat, let me see it. Right, you gotta be in the chat, let me see it.
Motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen,
man, hot damn blow up project. It was your nigga, Jules nigga, down the tower. Your nigga, 80 seconds away from the top, you can count
A few weeks, Wall Street collapsed as banks closed and markets tumbled. But for many of you, the people I've met in town halls, backyards, and diners across America, a troubled economy isn't news.
Now, the first of a two-part conversation with former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is the news. Nothing for a signed or formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it.
Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it. The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
The United States government shipped 800 billion Ameros to the China Development Bank in preparation for the collapse of the United States dollar as a currency. I have one of the Ameros from that shipment. This is the Amero. Now, hopefully the camera can zoom in enough so you can see the face of the coin. And now I'm going to turn it around so that you can see the reverse of the coin, because the reverse is really important. It says Union of North America along the top. It's got an eagle. The United States dollar as a currency is going to collapse. How the U.S. dollar is going to collapse? At some point, the amount of money that the United States of America owes and the interest charged on that money will be unserviceable. We will reach a point where there won't be enough money in the entire federal budget to just pay the interest on the money we borrow. The government is hoping that there's enough panic in the general populace so that they can come out and say, look, the only way you can possibly hope to get any of your hard-earned money back is if you accept this euro as currency. And we'll give you, 2 cents on the dollar for what you used to have.
On economics, the departure from tax and spend economics to invest and grow. But before I can do that, I must challenge the American people to change. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Please call me to go home!
This national feeling is good.
They say there are no borders from these forces of strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. Instructions to disarm anyone inside.
Are you doing a good enough job teaching our children what a man of the woods and what she represents and the long history of the world?
Because I represent real hope for change.
Bringing army units home from Iraq in case civil unrest breaks out, and it will, rightfully so.
Last call from Mark Aston on the 24th, who's in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineer for 7 years. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and in praise of the immense bravery and the listening to it in the frontline of the violent government. His commanding officers never let his comrades down. But in July, shortly after sending the rig up against the Prince of France, the defense of war hero was briefly beaten by three agents in the movement and nearly won in the of Mark. Startled, he falls over, and as he gets to each fence, one policeman rubs his head and lets him up bumping into the ground where a vicious assault begins. Bangs Mark's head on the road twice before leaning over and shouting his voice. But his two police colleagues kneel on Mark's legs to restrain him.
There is something happening.
The FEMA's vaccine for the American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. These may be facilities currently being used as prisons.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan and introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate. And doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us, the people who brought us Katrina to be competent in face of a disaster, trust us. The people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our civil liberty.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. His proven is capable of anything. The tyrant is me. I've elected this administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering, horrible poisons, diseases, and gases. Men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed. And single day, murdered at random, and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning of hot irons, ripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape.
About the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole, the world order. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the conduct, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, we have a real chance of this new world order. In order, in this incredible United Nations, a new, distinctly
world to fulfill the promise and vision.
So Trump, nigga. Look, time it is. Outgoing blue. That theme music right here. Icon. Stop. I'm this right here.